And the flesh is not just the physical body, but it's all those urges and things we want that kind of well up inside of us and drive us. In John chapter 10, verse 10, it says, The thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That's the devil. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it to the full. The devil is there to destroy, to rob us. But Jesus came to bring us life. And he wants to fill our life with purpose and meaning and joy and fruitfulness. Jane was telling me about an ad that she saw. She went to the Weather Channel on her phone and looked in it. There was this ad there that said, joy to the world. Let's celebrate Christmas by shopping at our sales now. Celebrate Christmas by going out and buying stuff. Now, I'm not against giving people gifts for Christmas, or I'm not even against getting gifts for Christmas. But that's not what Christmas is all about. It's what it's all about to the world. But it's really about Jesus. And the world is there to distract us and get us taken up by Christmas spirit. But that's not the Christmas spirit. It's Jesus. And that needs to be our focus. The world is out there attacking us. Our flesh is attacking us. The devil is using that stuff to draw us away from the Lord. But it's all about Jesus. We are being transformed from the kingdom of this world to the kingdom of God. That's a process. It's not going to be complete till Jesus comes, but that's what we're committed to. And the devil's out to block us. Now, how do we resist the devil? It says in James chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. It's interesting, the preposition used there means literally away from you. If you've committed your life to Jesus Christ, the devil's not living inside of you. The Holy Spirit is living in you. And when the Holy Spirit comes in, he's in there. The devil and the demons are out. That doesn't mean he doesn't have access to speak to us, right? He still is there whispering in the ear, tempting us. But the one living inside of us is Jesus' Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And we can rest in that. And we need to resist the devil. Stand fast against him because he's wanting to attack us. How do we resist him? Number one is spiritual warfare. We counter the attacks of the devil through Scripture. Remember Jesus? He went out into the wilderness, and there he was tempted by the devil. You're hungry? Ah, I'll feed you. How did Jesus respond? He quoted Scripture to the devil and told him to get out of here. And we need to resist the devil with Scripture. The Holy Spirit will bring those scriptures to our memory, but we need to have something in our memory for him to bring up, right? We need to spend time in the Bible, reading scripture, even memorizing it. I have a saying, a scripture a day keeps the devil away. Not really, but it helps. We need to read the Bible, study the Bible, and be ready for spiritual warfare. We can resist the devil and resist evil by watching who we spend our time with. You hang around with all the people at the bar, guess what's going to happen? You're going to be tempted. You're going to be pressured. You're going to be sucked into the world. Now, we need to have contact with people in the world, and sometimes it's impossible to avoid it. And other times it's wise to be connected so we can be a witness for Christ. But we need to connect with the community of Christ. That's more than just church on Sunday morning. That's connecting during the week. That's even going to spaghetti dinners. Connecting with the body of Christ. With your phones. With visiting. With Bible studies and prayer. We need to watch where we go. We need to watch what we say, what we think, what we read. Uh-oh. We need to watch out what we eat. I love chocolate. Some people are addicted to alcohol. My temptation is chocolate. Anybody else there? Yeah. Okay. I do eat chocolate in moderation. Okay? I eat it. I enjoy it. I thank God for it. But it doesn't control me. We need to watch what we watch on TV, the movies we go to, what we listen to on the radio, the people we listen to. We need to not spend time and reject the devil's bait. Stuff like Ouija boards, carrot cards, tarot cards, horoscopes, palm reading, cults, heretical churches, other religions, other kind of stuff like that. I grew up in a home where my mom and dad didn't go to church until I was early teens. And my mom started going to a church that preached the gospel. My dad started going to one that really wasn't Christian. It was a breakoff of Christian Science. Really weird. And I had pressures to go to both of them. I ended up telling my dad, I'm not going there. I'm going to go where the gospel's preached. That was hard to do, but that was an important decision. We needed to pick where we spend our spiritual time. We also resist the devil by recognizing our true position in Jesus Christ. We are born again by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are a new person in Christ. And that needs to be the focus and center and foundation for all of our decisions and our choices in life. And as we walk with Jesus and these other temptations come along from the world, the flesh, and the devil, we can resist them and remain firm in Christ. The scripture talks about putting on the full armor of God. I'd like to read that passage from Ephesians. Have that on the board? Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication, to that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. Ephesians 6, 13 to 18. The armor of God. The first thing he talks about there is the belt of truth. Now, my belt just holds up my pants. But the belt of truth, back then, the soldiers would wear a belt, and on that they would hang all their weapons of warfare. And we need to put on a spiritual belt like soldiers. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And we need to put on truth, carry it around with us at all times, and use that, the truth of Jesus Christ, as a standard for evaluating all the things that come before us. Does that fit in with God's word, or doesn't it? Use truth as the standard. When the devil attacked Eve, what he did was attack her with a lie. Oh, you won't really die. You can be like God. He attacked her with lies. We need to have truth and stand by it. And again, that goes back to knowing the word of God, understanding the truth, and proclaiming the truth. The second one was righteousness. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. That's covering our chest. Now, righteousness comes to us two ways. One is imputed righteousness. That is, I come to Jesus as a sinner, and I'm declared righteous. I may still be a mess, but I'm declared righteous in the sight of God. And the Holy Spirit comes in to take that mess in me and straighten it up and make me righteous. So there's imputed righteousness and imparted righteousness. Just because you mess up doesn't mean that you're not righteous in God's sight. And that's who you really are. You need to not claim all the dumb stuff you do. Say, whoops, I messed up again. But that's really not me. I am a new person in Christ, and walk in that. We need to have that kind of standard that says, I'm not going to give in to that lust. I'm not going to give in to all those temptations. I'm going to quit doing pornography on the line. I'm going to be righteous. The breastplate of righteousness. And peace. we need to cover our feet up with peace. What does that mean? That means everywhere you go, you're to walk in God's peace. Peace is not just sitting in the back in the rocking chair and resting. That's peaceful. Peace is a state of being. The Old Testament word shalom means peace. It really means beyond that. It means well-being in every area of our life. And we're to walk in God's well-being. God's rest. And that's to be our lifestyle. And that's to penetrate our relationships. We need to maintain well-being and peace with each other. Why do you think there are so many denominations in the world today? Because they didn't let peace be the anchor. Oh, I'm going to stand up for this. Oh, I'm right. Well, you're both right and you're both wrong. We need peace. In this church, we need peace. We need to be able to talk through issues and work through problems. Not only that, in marriages and families, you need peace. You need to love one another. Be patient with one another. Work through the issues. Can I get an amen on that? Okay, good. The peace of Christ needs to be the arbitrator in our decisions and in our relationships. And as we connect with people in the world, we need to connect in a peaceful way. Oh, you miserable sinner, you need to repent. Well, that's not quite the best approach for evangelism, is it? We need a peaceful relationship and reach out in love and grace. And faith, the shield of faith. Faith is what protects us from the attacks of the evil one. The devil brings along condemnation, and you say, no, I am justified in Christ. I have been forgiven, and I've been cleansed. Yeah, I messed up, but I'm not going to live underneath that condemnation. People have rejected me, but what matters is that God loves me, and God's going to bless me. I don't lead to live underneath those attacks. The shield of faith. The devil is going to bring condemnation and guilt and shame and humiliation. He's going to attack your spiritual life. You narrow-minded fundamentalist, what's going on? We've got a shield of faith. I believe in God. He's my Savior. And the helmet of salvation. The helmet protects the head, protects the brain. We are saved by grace through faith. We are delivered from all the garbage and mental attacks that come from our past, things stored up in the past. We are delivered from fear of the consequences because we have eternal salvation in Jesus Christ. And finally, the bit of armor that we're to take up is the sword of Spirit. which is the Word of God. It's talking about using the Bible in specific situations where we're under attack. This is what Jesus, like I said earlier, this is what Jesus did when he was tempted. He quoted Scripture. When people come against us, when we are tempted with things, we need to come up with Scripture, the Word of God, specifically applying Bible verses to a given situation. And again, that involves us memorizing Scripture, learning Scripture. Our job is both to be attentive to Scripture when we read it, but also to remember it. And the Holy Spirit will guide us and assist us in that. But the Word of God is essential. If we're going to resist evil, we need to be regularly in the Word of God, studying the Bible, listening to it, looking for personal applications, how we can walk this out in our lives. We need to share with one another what we're learning. Hey, I just read this in Scripture. Put that online sometime. Share that with people. And finally is prayer. Prayer is communication with God. I have a saying, why text when you can pray? You text all these things to people. Pray about those things. Praise God for what he's doing, for what you learned, what you got. Pray about, hey, I got this problem. Ask God. Don't just ask other people. It's okay to ask other people too, but make sure you ask God. Look to God. Find his help, his answer. Prayer is a way that we express our devotion to God. It's a way of coming to him with all of our needs, with looking to him for help. It attacks and repels things like discouragement and anxiety and fear and circumstances. When I've got anxiety, when I've got fear, when I got all kinds of problems, I can pray about them, right? You can too. We need to do that. Like I said before, why pray when you can worry? Or did I get that backwards? Why worry when you can pray? Amen. We need to pray all kinds of prayer. That includes praying in tongues. I don't know what to pray. Just pray in tongues. Pour it out before God. Pray at all times. And pray not just about yourself, but pray for other people. Pray for your family, for your friends, for the other believers in the church. Even pray for those you don't get along with. And not just pray, Lord, change their hearts. Yeah, that's a good prayer. But Lord, change my heart too. Lord, minister to their needs. Let them see that you really love them. Pray for those you don't get along with. as well as for all the believers. So that's the kind of armor we need to put on to overcome the attacks of the evil one. We can overcome his attacks. The devil is more powerful than we are, but not more powerful than the Holy Spirit in us. And we can walk with the Lord and resist the devil and overcome his attacks and walk in victory in our lives. In Romans 12, verse 21, it says, "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." That's our attack on evil. Doing good stuff. Doing the will of God. Yes, we need to pray. Yes, we need to trust in the power of God in us, but we need to experience God's grace and let it come out through us to those who are out to hurt us. We need to love our enemies. We need to bless them. We need to help them. We need to do good. Do good to the poor and the needy. By the way, speaking of that, I know a few people who have nowhere to go for Thanksgiving. One is a little old lady. Another one is a woman and her son. They need places to go. If you have, if you're open, see me after the service. Or if you know of somebody, reach out to them. Do good. Help people. Lord, show me today how I can help somebody. What good I can do. What difference I can make in people's lives. People need to hear the gospel, but they need to see it at work in and through us. And when we are reaching out and loving people, that's how we overcome evil. Amen. Amen. I'd like the worship team to come down.